the Blueberry Store. We're back at Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Tree Hartman, good morning.
Good morning.
Courtney Tobolt, good morning.
Good morning.
Hillary Fisher, good morning.
Good morning.
And Laura Rustin, good morning.
Good morning.
Here we are.
Oh, wow.
I just figured out. I mean, it took me a minute to figure out that I am surrounded by estrogen. Sorry, ladies. All right, well,
High quality.
Yeah, yes, there is no better estrogen to be found, for sure. So, all right. So, we're eating again. Last week, we took a week off of we had no treats last week.
I know.
We really missed it,
too. We did.
And I missed you guys, too.
Yeah. Well, now we don't have to miss each other, because here we are with more treats. So
it looks amazing. What's the first thing?
What do we got going on here?
Well, I had to do a, I don't know what you call it when the girls get together before a wedding and do their hair. It's not a bachelorette.
That would be a drunken party.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Most times,
anyway,
yes.
I was invited to do their food boards for them. So I did about five or six of them, I think it was. So I just did a runoff of that instead of doing two separate things and staying on task. So that's kind of why we have what we have tonight.
Okay.
This morning.
This morning. Yeah, you have been very busy. I
have. My days are screwed up, man.
And your mornings and nights. So that's
yeah, you notice I don't have a watch. It doesn't matter.
It just as the day goes, that's how it happens.
Yeah,
right?
So I did my standard pork slider. Barbecue pork slider.
Okay.
So that's the sandwich one there.
Looks like fresh blueberries are in that one.
It is.
Nice.
I know. I'm abusing those things. Man, I put them in everything.
Laura, you go ahead and grab
they
that
are
tray
so
over
good.
There.
And
you can take a bite and then hand the other half to me.
Okay.
So it has it's a white sauce instead of our normal blueberry barbecue sauce because the fish has that on it, and I didn't want to do too much, so I opted for a different sauce, but I put a little bit of vinaigrette in it.
Our blueberry vinaigrette.
And I bought a jarred white sauce. They have some really good barbecue sauces now. And then the pork, I rubbed it with normal seasonings and baked it in the oven. And then I added coleslaw with the vinaigrette in it and fresh blueberries.
My gosh, this is so good.
So the white sauce is a little bit poor.
That's what I get for being nice.
I know.
I have extra fork.
All right. Well, while she's grabbing out an extra fork, what do you think over there, Hillary? Oh, so she's got a mouthful.
Well, you did catch me with my mouthful. I think this is really good, and oh my gosh.
Which one am I trying? This right here?
The slider.
Yes, with the coleslaw. And I use Napa cabbage instead of regular.
You can just pick it up.
Green head cabbage.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's
sweeter. Anyway, and then the next thing is crab cake. I just bought some frozen ones.
And that's
the square to me, closer to me. There you go.
Okay.
And I put a salad underneath it, little bit of chopped lettuce, and then the crab cake on top. And then I made a blueberry, let's see what my notes say here.
Looks like a nice little blueberry sauce on there.
It is. It has a barbecue sauce in it. It has fresh blueberries
and
in
chunks.
It.
I see chunks of blueberries.
Yeah.
That's what's in our barbecue sauce.
There you go. That's it.
Okay.
And I put a little bit of vinegar in there, just a titch, to loosen it.
Are these is that a nut in there? Some type of, what are these little things here?
What
are
those
little things?
Hold on.
Do you see them?
A pine nut?
These ones.
Sunflower seed?
Okay,
laughing.
I'm laughing at myself because I have two meals in my head, and one of them has a lot of blueberries, the other one has a little bit. It is spicy, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So it is a jarred matcha, they call it. It's not the green matcha tea.
Oh, okay.
It's a blend of spice, chili oil, and the nuts and all that, so I just put a little bit of that
on
there.
Yeah, it does have a kick to it.
It does have a kick, yeah. And but the barbecue sauce is in there. And then the other one, the little, that one is
Trade,
a
I'm
wonton.
Not even done with my first one.
I thought I had a hurry.
Oh my gosh, no.
Is there a whole bunch more food coming after this?
I think it's all on
here,
right?
We can slow down just a little bit.
Yeah, my gosh.
We're doing good. We got three segments to do for this show. Okay. Yeah. Speed Eating by Treat Hartman.
Yeah. I will say, I will say to catch everybody up about the downtown store, we just did a huge delivery for the summer for downtown, so we should be full and stocked and ready with all their needs. Yeah. And if town we are busy. Out of something, just call and we can bring it right down. Yeah. So,
have you experienced any outages on stock at all yet this year?
No, we've been doing a great job keeping everything in stock. It's just been very busy. So thank God we had the staff.
That's awesome.
We actually took down 5 pallets.
Seven.
Courtney says seven.
Pallets. Hasn't been busier than years past.
Yes,
in June?
It has. It's been a lot busier, and we don't know if it has to do with the new and improvements we've done at the store and the different products we've brought in, but it's going really well for us, and we thank God for that.
Yeah.
I think
let's say some of it for sure. Yeah. And we're still, you know, this is kind of that first year where we're no longer discussing COVID or nothing to do with that. So I think everybody's like, yeah, time to get out.
Yeah.
I think another thing from being in business all those years is it hasn't been beach weather. So they're downtown. Yes. They're not shopping. On the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
True. They're downtown. They're shopping. They're spending money. Yeah. So
I tell you what, on Thursday last week, I can't remember a time where it's been the middle of June and it felt like they're going to play a football game, a high school football game. Thursday felt just like it all day.
Yeah. And even today.
Yeah.
Today. I was working outside in the flowers and then
you got up pretty early for that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Real early. What? Uh-huh. Yeah. The other day I meant. Yeah.
I know.
Treat's not the only one.
I know how we confuse those days. It happens. Okay. Well, we have about a minute left in this segment. Anything we want to say?
Maybe what's that phone number, Rob?
It's 1-877-654-2400. And we had call on Courtney. She's like, she's got food going.
She's almost ready.
1-877-654-2400 is the toll free number to call the Blueberry store and ask Blueberry questions and maybe get a hold of both Hillary or Courtney for sure.
Yeah, we're there.
That's right. BlueberryStore.com is the website to go to. And there'll be other blueberries, some of these recipes we've been dealing with. You'll find those there. You'll find more product there. And, of course, they ship stuff all over the world. So,
yep.
Right on. All right, well, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have some more treats, some vittles here on the tray that she tried to get through real quick. But we'll have more of that when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Hi, Nicole Galata here with Galata Imagery, your South Haven local photographer. Specializing in family and wedding photography, I also photograph engagement, maternity, seniors, and so much more. Find me on Facebook and Instagram or on my website at galataimagery.com.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat Hartman. Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
No, we don't have to go through all that again. Courtney Tobolt, Hillary Fisher, and of course Laura Russin here in the studio. And Hillary, during the break, wanted to recap the crab cake real quick before we moved on.
It was so good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. I just bought the frozen ones and I cut the, they were kind of big, so I cut them in quarters and then they're bite size. And then I just put some blueberry barbecue sauce on it.
And then some fresh.
And some fresh in there too.
Now, what would, if I was going to have a quick company's over, like how long would that take me to prepare?
8 minutes to bake.
Okay.
I baked them and that's about it.
I mean, and the presentation looks great.
Yeah, and I just put a little chopped, what do they call it, spring mix.
Okay.
I chopped that a little bit to make it look a little fancy.
Uh-huh.
Fancy dancy.
So you could always just have them in the freezer to have a backup. And then, yeah.
And a lot of these things, you know, I only serve three portion or three bites, I guess you could say, every Thursday. So I have a lot left over stuff. My freezer's got little packs of this, little packs of that. But that's how it goes, you know.
Right.
A lot of times you don't use it all.
Right.
So, and that's my thing. I don't like to waste that little bit in the jar.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What's our next
treat? The next one would be the smoked salmon, that little bite, that little chunk of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And it came already cut.
What's it on here? Is that a
that cucumber? With, let's see, I put a honey mustard sauce on that one.
Mm.
Your blueberry honey mustard sauce.
Nice. Mm.
That's really tasty.
Is it?
And where'd you get the salmon?
Well, I was at Sam's,
bought
it, and it comes in a, what they claim as a charcuterie board or a salmon board.
Oh, okay.
It comes prepackaged, already cut, with little baby tongs and sauce for it, but I didn't use their sauce. I used ours. And so it's all ready.
Nice.
You just open the pack and you can have...
Those are good.
A little board. Yeah, and it smells so good, and they're nice and meaty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good
it's
size,
a nice chunk.
Good size salmon chunk.
And I just feel it's really refreshing.
Yeah? Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Then, you know, like I put a cucumber slice down, you can put whatever you'd like or nothing or whatever, but it looks
like
a little appetizing. Yeah, and if you're doing
good.
A little party, you know, it's just kind of, whatever.
If I'm having a party, I'm moving it to Treat's house. I have nothing in my freezer.
Yeah, me too.
I can't hardly shut mine. Oh, my goodness. And you ready for the next one?
Or am I
pushing
ready.
It? Okay. The next one is a wonton wrap.
Okay.
And you can't do these ahead is my problem.
Oh.
So if they're a little soggy, that's why. I bought wonton wrappers and I put them in a mini muffin tin and baked them for just a half a minute. I guess it took like 3 or 4 minutes. Crunch, crunch.
Fried.
Wow. Okay.
It's crunchy. It's
I was wondering
soggy.
How you ate that. If you just pick it up and eat it or use the fork.
You're supposed to just, as a bite. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, is what I'm thinking. So... Yeah, Rob, that looked real appetizing. And I put some shrimp, I dusted the shrimp with Chinese five spice powder.
Okay.
Just to give it a little bit
like
different
that.
Flavor.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and,
what,
but
did you use
cream,
any blueberry?
Yeah, the cream cheese in the, first I put a leaf of lettuce just to help that. Not let it get soggy because of the cream cheese. So the cream cheese has, let me see here. Good night.
Oh,
this is cool.
Crunch that right into the microphone.
I know, right?
I was trying to turn away from the mic.
Laura, move away from the mic.
It's totally Rob. Totally Rob.
Yeah. He's such an aggravator. Oh, my God. The Crunch Fest is on.
Right?
It is our True Blue blueberry jelly with sriracha sauce in it.
Nice.
It's really
that is
good.
So
that is good.
Good.
I was like,
that's my favorite so far.
Is it? Oh, great. Yeah. Okay. So, and the cream cheese also has fresh blueberries in it.
Nice.
Love that.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was real easy. It was very easy. But like I say, you can't do them. You could bake the wonton skins wrappers, I guess they call them, ahead of time.
Sure.
But other than that, forget it.
Well, that's really, really good.
Prep it here. What else do I have?
Well, we have one more thing on here, and we only have a couple of minutes left. Do we want to save this for the last segment?
Save it.
So we got to fill for a couple of segments. What do you got to talk about over there, Courtney?
Okay, well, since Courtney's unable to talk right now, I will say, I know we did mention it last week, but, you know, July 1st, our U-Pick will be up and ready. We will not be able to hand pick that day, but we will have fresh available in 5-pounders.
Okay.
And we will have ice cream and all the goodies, the juices, the water, coffee to go, pies.
What's the address of the U-Pick?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
County Road 215, right across from True Blue Farms.
So Google True Blue Farms U-Pick and you should find it. Yes. Okay. Yeah,
but I can tell you County Road 215.
All right. And they don't have their own phone number?
Well, not until July 1st.
Not until July 1st. Okay. Right. All right. So I'm not going to
So
ask
we don't really advertise.
What
oh,
that
I
is.
Do know it.
You do?
But yeah.
You know that one? What is
I
it?
I do. It's 269-434-8844.
Oh, that's all right. Good she job. Can't remember the number where she actually works all year.
Well, not the 1-800.
It's not a 1-800 number.
Well,
it's
1-877-654-2400
is that number to call. For to get a hold, if you want to ask any questions, some people don't like using websites, and sometimes I don't blame them. They want to talk to someone, get an answer, and
we take a lot of phone orders. Yep.
And of course, you know, there's always those folks that don't want to do either of that. They just want to go to a store. They want to touch things. Yep. They want to see it. They want to that makes a whole big difference because picking up some merchandise off of a screen is just not the same. It's certainly not a tactile experience.
We actually get the folks that call in, place their order, and send us a check.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. I get a couple of those a year.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So we don't have to all get with it just yet.
Nope, not everybody has to do PayPal or Venmo
Absolutely not. Well, 30 seconds left for this segment. Where we're trying to stretch it out here at the moment.
Well, and everybody's so full eating all these good, sweet treats from Treat. Thank God she's back with us today.
Yeah, we always...
We are missing Shelly. We didn't even acknowledge that.
Who?
Yeah.
Shelly's not here?
No.
We've done so well without... No, Shelly, shout out to you. Of course, it's never the same without you here, but...
Right.
I think we picked up and did pretty well.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Well, we're done with this segment, so that means we did something right. We got
I see
through.
Cotton candy. Treat, oh. What are you doing?
There's dessert over there.
We got dessert and a cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me hurry up and get to break so we can get back and eat some dessert. When we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, this is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year and our store has been restocked and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by a Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelly Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Did I think I was going to move on there? Treat, Courtney, Hillary, and Laura here in the studio. I'm done with last names for this segment, so...
Okay, we're good with that.
All right, but we've got to get through it because there looks like we got a whole bunch of stuff we got to try here.
I know. She said, we just have one more thing, and then she brings out two more trays of dessert.
Yeah. Okay, so we left off at what I call tabbouleh. Tabbouleh is made with wheat berries, but I couldn't find any.
I don't even know what a wheat berry is.
It's a grain, grain. It's like real small, similar to what we have here.
Okay.
Except it has more of a chew, I'd say.
Right.
And yeah.
I've had them at food shows before. Oh, okay. They're really good.
Yeah, they are good, but I couldn't find any.
Yeah.
And all the stores we have in the area, too. Anyway, so I opted for farro, whatever anybody calls that. Real easy, cooks in 30 minutes. No matter how long if you go over, it's still pretty good. It's not like rice where it kind of gets too gummy or whatever. It's pretty
good. Well, that's good. What's all in this?
It's parsley, corn, olive oil, our vinaigrette, and fresh blueberries.
Nice. The color is really nice. I like the yellow with the blue.
And you can make it the day before, a couple days before. And I made the farro a couple nights ago and then just added the other stuff today.
Nice. Very good.
This morning. So, yeah. Nice and refreshing, a little bit different. You don't have to add the corn.
Yeah.
You can put green peppers in it or whatever. Just kind of mellow.
Now, I want to get to the sweet treats.
Okay, you only got one before that. Okay, the other part is has naan bread in it, and there's two cheese-type dips, I'm going to say.
Hmm.
One is the spreadable one is brie, and it has, let's see, what did I put in that one?
I don't know.
Orange. I'm going with blueberries.
Which one we try
this
one? First?
Yes, it has fresh blueberries. I think that's all I put in there.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I think, and I bought the spreadable brie, which comes in a container and is liquidy like that, is smooth like that.
So it's kind of like a queso.
Yes.
Yes, good.
Yes. So it would go good on all kinds of sandwiches, grilled cheeses and stuff like that.
It's just a cheese.
Yeah.
I'm expecting something sweet. It's not.
And then the other one is a goat cheese, and it has fig preserve on it, and oranges, and blueberries.
Come on, thank you bite.
That was the first one I tried. I was tested the wrong one first.
Your presentation always looks so nice.
Oh, thank you. The strawberry. I have to apologize for that. I had better intentions than that.
That's funny.
And the chocolate just didn't harden.
It wouldn't stay on.
It would not stay on. So, but anyway, you can't go wrong with chocolate and strawberry.
Right.
It just doesn't look good. It gets all over.
Well, it tastes good.
Yeah, so you could do a cheese board with things like this and fresh blueberries added to it, or just even if you put it on the board itself, the fresh blueberries is so accommodating. It goes with anything. Like I said, I have orange in there, fig in there, fresh blueberries. Mm-hmm. I mean, they go with anything.
Well, after your no thank you bite, Courtney, do you like it? Would you have it? Would you serve it?
No, thank you.
It's a little strong.
You were expecting something sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like the brie with the blueberries.
Good.
I like the strawberry.
Yeah, I do too. I was licking my fingers. In a good sanitary way, maybe.
Right. Yes. Right.
With gloves, no gloves, what?
All right.
All right. You ready for the next tray?
Cotton candy. I know Hillary is ready
for
something.
So this is all your, not all of them. You guys have little candies and stuff. The popcorn, I don't know why it doesn't have any chocolate in it. I think it's at my other party. I think when I emptied the bag, it emptied out all the chocolate pieces.
Well, with our popcorn, we actually have four different kinds. Mm. We have one with dried, one with milk, one with dark, and then one with
milk and dark, but no white chocolate drizzle.
Yeah. Oh, my. Okay.
Wow. All right. Yeah. So which one are we trying here? White chocolate drizzle?
Yes, and it did have the milk chocolate in it.
Yep.
But there is none. It came out in the other party I did.
Shelly got all the chocolate.
Shelly got all the chocolate.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And she doesn't share well, so. And then the cotton candy. That's a new, pretty new item.
Yeah, that is new. Yeah. We did bring that out
and
this year.
And it's so pretty. My gosh. It's just the beautiful color. It adds pizzazz to whatever you're going to put on it. So I made a sweet tray for the party I just did, and it had all that in it, plus the yogurt-covered blueberries.
Oh, yeah.
Yogurt-covered dried.
Yep.
Yum.
And the pretzels.
We can't keep them on the shelf.
Oh,
they
really?
Fly off the shelf. People
they
love
are
them.
So good.
Yes.
And the milk chocolate and the dark chocolate, I think I mixed them together and made it.
That cotton candy was not any good, by the way.
You didn't like it?
It was
fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
are you
like,
kidding me?
It's gone. Well, it's funny as an adult. You're like, oh, cotton candy. Sure, I'll have some.
Yeah,
and then it's just like, wow.
And then the caramels, I cut those in half. So, you know, and I should have unwrapped it, but I did not.
Mm-hmm.
And then the taffy was really good. Oops, my phone's ringing. Somebody's needing me.
You know, I don't like cotton candy.
Oh, okay.
And I like this.
It's good.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is good.
You're lucky you said that because you were about to lose it.
Yeah. No. But
there's
really
a whole container
like
over there that you can have, Rob.
Nice.
Like when you go to the fair, people are like, get cotton candy. And I'm like,
do I need a favor?
To the highest bidder.
Do you need a favor? Well, no.
Okay, back to blueberries.
I wasn't going that far.
She wasn't asking for that kind.
I'm still just excited about the cotton candy.
Right, exactly.
I don't even know what they're talking about.
Right.
And I made a mistake, only one today. But I will admit, I put peach in that brie.
Oh, okay.
Did it taste like peach? It's kind of...
No.
Yeah, but see, all these flavors will go so good with
I knew there was something.
With the blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. And the blueberries, I will say, that are in the stores today are smaller because their crops
they're
are
coming
ending.
To the end. And
yes.
They're Florida,
but there's,
right?
I didn't really pay attention to the... I just saw USA flag and I bought it.
Yeah. Ladies, that's the end of our time.
No.
What?
It happened that fast.
Oh, my
Is
gosh.
There anything else that we need to talk about real quick?
Pretzels.
Pretzels? We already...
Chocolate
covered pretzels.
Pretzels.
We got chocolate covered pretzels?
Blah, blah.
Are you done with
them? No, the gift baskets. I was just going to say, you know, with the weddings that are coming up and the different tourists and things like that, I bet you're going to be jamming them out.
Somebody watching the dog for you.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
watching the dog.
As usual, you... I don't. I forgot what the word was.
Outdid yourself?
Thank you. Outdid yourself. I, could,
I can't believe Rob
of,
is not.
Couldn't think of 2 3-letter words.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. I'm usually good. If it was 4 letters, I would have figured it out.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's it, ladies. Awesome.
It was very good
stuff for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Tree.
Yeah. All right.
It was fun.
That's it for another edition of the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. I'm going to hurry up and give that 1-877-654-2400, theblueberrystore.com. All right. We got to go.
All the sugar.
We'll be right back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Rob Bird's Moondog.